Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Welcome back to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner, everybody. I appreciate you tuning in. If this is your first time, I think you picked a good one. This is something that God's kind of smacked me in the face with this last week. So it's really funny. I know I've said this before, but when I don't have something planned each week to talk about, when this comes up, and this truly, it was not something I ever, thought about doing. It really was something God told me, hey, talk about this point. And it started out as something I just, God put this on my heart, and these things have continued to grow, and each week God will put something on my heart, something that either I'm struggling with, somebody else around me struggling with, I see it, in society, culture, whatever it is. God puts something on my heart and He makes it heavy. He makes me dwell on certain topics to understand what's going on in the world today, what's going on with the people around me, what's going on in my life. And I think we all need to be able to stop, think about this. What is going on in my life? What is God trying to tell me? This is not just me that God talks to like this. Everybody. He's trying to tell you everything. The Holy Spirit is trying to pull you in a certain direction to tell you something. Very important that we listen. Always listen. We pray so much, but we don't always listen. We don't get into His Word and listen to what God says. His Word, it's there's a meme I saw. A meme said it was put by John C. Ryle. I'm sorry, J.C. Ryle, not John C. J.C. Ryle. Not sure who that is, but I like to give some props out to someone who puts this up. It says, complaining about a silent God while your Bible is closed is like complaining about not getting texts with your phone turned off. That hit me hard this week. Complaining about a silent God while your Bible is closed is like complaining about not getting texts when your phone is turned off. I think we all can relate to that on some level, and I think a lot of us have a dusty Bible in our house that just isn't picked up that much, that we really need to dive into more, that we really know that God wants to speak to you, and that's one of the best ways that you can hear God is through His Word. I mean, it's His divine Word. Take advantage. Now, that was a little bit of an offshoot. That's not really what He put on my heart this week. That's what He hit me with the last 30 seconds. So, what I wanted to talk about this week is temptation. And temptation that's all around us. I mean, you can go back to the beginning of time, biblically. Think about Adam and Eve. They have everything. God has given them a perfect utopia. You have everything. And God tells you not to eat of one tree. Not to eat of one tree. Out of everything that's there, this entire utopian garden, everything is at your fingertips, whatever you want. You get to walk with God each day. Not metaphorically or spiritually, like they were physically walking with God each day. That, I can't even fathom how amazing, how wonderful that would be. But the one thing they couldn't have, the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Satan used that. The one thing they couldn't have, Satan used that. And he tempted them, and they gave in. You have everything. and you're tempted and you give in. Now, it doesn't stop just there. You know, we see temptation throughout the Bible, and I think everybody can see it in their life all the time. What are you pulled towards? You know, what's your forbidden fruit? What is the thing that you know you shouldn't have that you're reaching out for? Is it greed? You know, is it monetary? Is it something that you are, you know, tempted by financial things, by monetary things that drag you away from God? Is it lust? Is it envy? Is it pride? There's so many different things that we are tempted to get pulled into all the time. Just take a second and ask yourself, what is your forbidden fruit? Where are you tempted? What is pulling you away from God? The devil is an amazingly smart individual that knows exactly where to hit every one of us. And I'm going to say this, and I'm saying that on a grand scheme of things, because first of all, I have to understand the devil, Satan, is not God. He's not omnipresent. He's not omniscient. He's not everywhere at once. But there are demons. There are fallen angels. There are evils. Just like Ephesians 6:12 says, there are evils. There are dark forces and principalities that we fight with. That's what we're fighting with. That's the things that are tempting us and pulling us towards sin. So when we're being tempted, stop. Think about it. Is it something you're supposed to be doing? Is it something you're doing just because it feels good? Is it something you're doing because it satisfies an earthly desire? Is that what it is? Luke 17:1 tells us that temptations are sure to come. We will be tempted. Something in our life is going to be there to pull us away from God. Even when Satan was tempting Jesus, I think the words here are really important. In Luke 4:13, it says, "And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time." What does that mean? When you're struggling, when you're going through something, say you're having a financial issue, say you're having a trouble in your marriage, say you're having insecurities, the devil knows when to attack you. Those evil powers, those principalities, those high powers in dark places know when to attack you. They're smarter than us. They've been around a lot longer than us, and that's why we can't do this without God. We need God. It says in James 1:14-15, "Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death." This is talking about a spiritual death. This is talking about separation from God. If you allow those temptations to rule your life, if you give in to those sinful pleasures of the world, if you give in to the things that are pulling you away from God, it's going to do exactly that. It's going to separate you from Him. We all go through something tough. We all are tempted with one thing or another at some time in our life. There are things every day. If you're, you know, trying to live a healthier lifestyle, that chocolate cake sure looks good. You're tempted to eat it. And there are things that are much greater and much more grave when we talk about temptation. And we all have faced some tough things in our lives. I just want you to know that in temptation, you're never alone. You're never alone. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, "The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure." Everybody is going through something. What you're going through right now, somebody else is going through that exact same thing. As hard as that is to believe with some things, you are not alone. You are not alone. Temptation is everywhere. But God will always be there for us. He'll give us a way out so that we can move on. Sometimes it feels like it's almost impossible. But that's where faith in God comes in. That's when we need to rely on Him. What did Jesus say when it came to temptation? Luke 22:40 says that, "Pray that you will not give in to temptation." Pray that you will not give in. God is there. He's just. He's righteous. He will help you through. But you gotta pray. You gotta pray. That Holy Spirit inside you can tug you in amazing directions, can take you, something that seems like the worst thing in the world can pull you out of it and put you on top of the world. We're always gonna go through things and we're gonna have highs and lows like that, but just know that every valley has a purpose. The temptations that we go through, they're not from God, but He's gonna help us through them. These are from our own earthly desires. It's from our sinful nature. It's pushed on us by those evil powers and principalities in dark places. But God will always give us a way out. God is always there for us. Always. Don't give in to those things. Don't give in to those desires of the flesh, the things that we, you know, the greed, the envy, the lust. Don't give in to those things. Remember that no matter what you're going through, however hard it seems at that time, whatever the struggle is, God is there. God loves you. I love you. But God wants you to be one of His children. God wants you to be close to Him. Keep on digging, everybody.